Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having a great and amazing day. As you know, I'm Samantha Morgan coming to you from Life is Too Short for Matching Socks podcast. Also, don't forget to go follow us on Facebook, Outside the Four Walls Ministries, along with Life is Too Short for Matching Socks Facebook page. So I just wanted to encourage someone really quick that you are who you are meant to be. Now, with that being said, there's growth that comes with who you're meant to be, right? Because we don't know our full potential. We know that there's great things locked inside of us, but with our full potential, with our full growth of who we are supposed to be, we're supposed to tweak some things, right? Because we can't always be honest. We have to know the right time and place to be honest, which sometimes it could come off as being rude and disrespectful because it might not be the right time or the right place to say the things that you want to say. Or it might not be the right time or right place because it wasn't the season for you to say it in, which is technically the same thing, but I wanted to say it for my super saints, and then I wanted to make sure that everybody understood what I was saying when I said what I said. I am an honest person at times. I am a very blunt person at times, and I'm a straight shooter. I always say that because I like to just give it to you straight. You know, whatever I'm going to say, I'm just going to say it outright. I'm not going to sugarcoat it because I strongly believe that sometimes we sugarcoat the wrong things, right? But I also believe that there's a way to say things that it's not sugarcoated, but you have to know the audience or the person that you're talking to. So, for example, I mentor people, I speak with people, all different ages about different things. There are certain people that I can talk to, like, okay, well, let's think about it this way. And I have to lead with examples of things and ways to do things. And then there are certain people that I can say, look here now, come on, you need to cut that out. Anybody got time for that? And they might be in their feelings for the moment, which is okay because that means it struck something, right? That means that it did something for them to think about. Dang, maybe I was wrong, which is what we want when we are mentoring people. We want to be able to strike a nerve that it makes them think sometimes, right? But we don't want to hurt people, right? The intent is not to hurt you, but it is to bring awareness to what you're doing that hurts me. Right, or what I'm doing to hurt you, but at the same time, again, we have to be mindful of who we're talking to, why we're talking to them, and who are they to us. Are they an assignment? Are they, you know, a friend? Is it a foe? Is it a friend, an enemy, a frenemy? Is it, you know, it just depends on so many things, and I don't think that a lot of times we take the time to sit down and think which person, place, or thing we're talking to. And then you got to think, why is it affecting you so hard? Why does it bother you when you say the things you say? Because possibly it wasn't the time for you to say it. And you're feeling the Holy Spirit nudging you, saying, hey, not right now. This is not it. Because if I'm in a season of going through something, I really don't want to hear what you have to say, right? I really don't want to hear the bad things that you would have to tell me to help me correct myself because I'm not in a place or position to hear from you. But if you come and just sit there with me a while, if you come and just hear me out just for a while, I'm not telling you to stay there for forever if I'm in that season forever. And also remember that seasons are short. They don't take forever for you to go through. It may feel like forever, but a season is not long and drawn out, and you're not a victim. You're a victor, but you have to go through those things in order to become the victor, right? We now have to be very mindful of what we're saying to people. Is it the right time? Is it the season? And is it the way to say it? Because it's nothing wrong with being a straight shooter. It's nothing wrong with being honest. It's nothing wrong with putting some sugar on some things. But at some point in time, remember I said this, at some point in time, you have to take the sugar off. Sometimes you got to rip the band-aid off. But understand that you have to know when, where, and why. You have to understand why you're doing the things you're doing. You have to understand why you're saying it the way you're saying it. Because God might need that person to hear it in a rough way. Because everyone does not learn with sugar on top. because growth comes from pain. Growth comes from what you've been through. Growth comes from, you know, honestly being stabbed in the back, you know, going through things with people. That's where your growth comes, because you either learn, you know what, I'm not going to do this again. How can I move differently? Or are you going to stay in that place and be like, well, I deserved it. And if that's the case, so be it. But let's take some time to realize how we're talking to people, who we're talking to, and why we're talking to them the way that we talk to them. Because everyone has a reason for the way they are. I will never take away what I've learned. I will never take away who I am. I'm a straight shooter. That's just who I am. I am a loving person. I have many people that love me. I have many people that hate me. And I'm okay with that too. But I won't change who I am. But I will grow. And I think that we should learn how to grow. And the best way to do that is to learn ourselves. Be comfortable in ourselves. But understand that if you have a small group of people around you, and the thing about it is that you're rough on the edges and all this other stuff, I am not telling you by no way, shape, or form to change. What I'm telling you is to be mindful of what you say, how you say it, and it wasn't the right time to say it. Because if it was all those things, it is well. You should not be feeling the kind of way. Your emotions should not be all over the place, because it is well with what you did. And sometimes, like people like me, because I can feel people's emotions at times. You know, when you get close to people, you understand them. You get to know them. You know how they are. I feel bad, not because of what I said. Honestly, it's not because of what I said. It's because, man, I didn't want you to have to hear that like that. But you're so nothing. That's just the way God wanted you to hear it from me. I can't help who he made me to be. And sometimes it hurts me because I don't want to hurt people. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles. But I have learned, be mindful of what you say, when you say it, how you say it, and what season that person is in. Have a blessed and amazing day.